I'm Liz Kramer with Mission Network News. Another influx of refugees pushes Greece to its breaking point. The details in a moment. And then later, believers are seeking answers to an age-old question in the Holy Land. Today's program will offer some unique perspectives. First, 2020 is barely underway, and at least two violent deaths have resulted from overcrowded refugee camps in Greece. Officials expect more unrest this week on the Greek island of Lesbos. AMG International's Bill Passons explains.
The refugees are landing on those islands, getting stuck there. That's creating all kinds of issues as they were already overcrowded.
New arrivals spiked 50% last year, with 8 out of 10 people coming to Greece through the Aegean Islands. A few days ago, officials opened the migration office and promised to speed up deportations. AMG comes alongside refugees once they reach mainland Greece.
We continue to see God work amongst the ministry there. One of the great testimonies that we've had with the refugees is that we now get contact back from many refugees who've moved on to other places, other countries within Europe, and they're taking the gospel with them and having the opportunity to share.
If you'd like to be part of the solution, we'll connect you to AMG through our website.
You see people being forced to migrate in very dangerous ways and being stuck in a place really out of desperation, just hopeless. How can we who are Christians who know what hope is and have the gospel and how can we not care?
Next, last week, Open Doors released their 2020 World Watch List of top countries where it's hardest to be a Christian. And last year, India cracked the World Watch List's top 10 for Christian persecution. This year, they're still in 10th place. Eric Morsehead with Mission India says he expects the suppression of Indian believers will only continue. But they're also seeing God change hearts, like that of a Mission India partner who had a Saul to Paul transformation.
He strongly persecuted the church. Over time, though, he started to meet with a church planner, and over that time, God just really started to soften his heart to the point that he became a church planner himself and has planted multiple churches. And so it's just been story after story where we could just say, that's all God working through our partners in India.
For 2020, Mission India picked a new theme, Pressing On Together.
We just really feel like God's calling us to unify as one. The theme comes out of Philippians 3:14, where Paul talks about, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And it's just such an encouraging verse, if you really think about it, but it's also very challenging. Challenging us to press on together to that goal that God's called us to. And God has called Mission India to reach the nation of India with the love of Jesus.
Please pray for the unity of the Indian church. And despite the tension in the Holy Land, Bethlehem Bible College in Palestine is working toward peace. So what can we do to support peace in the Holy Land? Professor Munter Ishak says we should empower the Palestinian people, especially Palestinian Christians.
Please continue to empower and sustain our Christian presence in this land. We are right now, if you look at the demography in terms of faiths and religion, we are a very small minority in terms of Christians in Palestine, our numbers have declined, and that should be a concern for Christians worldwide.
How else can we support Palestine's Christians? Oh, Ishak asks that we pray for peace consistently and pray for the Palestinian people.
What we pray for will shape the way we do activism. If we pray for only Palestine, we will only visit Palestinians, we will only support Palestinians. But if we pray for both sides, then we will be interesting in the welfare of both sides. And if we are deep into the subject, we will be interested in the end of the occupation and we will pray for that.
He also encourages believers to seek out specific prayer needs from local churches in Palestine. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.